Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. Wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody, it's Rated G Radio, and I'm so thrilled to have you here tonight. We have a special Thursday night edition for you with Raynell Williams. She is an intuitive numerologist, and she's going to be joining the line in just a quick second to tell everybody about her story and how she came to do what she's doing today. I want to remind everybody, tomorrow is the Friday night dance party, and we're probably going to be doing a Friday day dance party, much like we did last week, to kick off the end of the short Labor Day week. So if you've got any requests for music that you want to hear, and it can be 80s or disco or today's hits or country or EDM, electronic dance music, anything like that, ping me while the show is live. Look for an update. Of course, you're all following the show, and you'll get your email update or text update before the show goes live. You can also catch me on Facebook and send me a request there or in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio, which is always a cool place to be. That'll be 2 hours of commercial-free music that you can listen to all weekend long. Real quick update for next week's show. Monday, we've got Greg Archer, the king of pop culture roulette of 2013 on Rated G Radio. He's coming back to talk about his new book, Chasing Grace, a story about his family's persecution during the Nazi war era in Poland. Fascinating story. I never knew it until Greg told me. So he's going to be on the show as a guest instead of a contributor this coming Monday. Next Wednesday, we've got Phenom. That's the only way I know how to describe this young man, Mr. R.J. Tolson. 22 years old, has traveled all around the world. He's got an original CD of classical music that he composed after studying with John Williams of the Boston Pops Orchestra. He's a CEO of a company. It's really a holding company with five companies and a charitable trust, and he's 22. He's going to be on the show next Wednesday night. Next Thursday night, we have Mr. Dennis Hensley. If you know anything about Hollywood and comedians. He's written for the late Joan Rivers, who passed away earlier today, as well as hosting his own podcast and all kinds of other stuff. So we're going to have Dennis on the show next Thursday night, and then next Friday, just as a quick follow-up, we'll have Fontaine's Muse. And I don't know how we're going to pick the music for this great husband and wife duo, because they've got four CDs that I'm going to pick, I think 10 songs to play in the 2 hours that we'll have them, and that will be at a special 6 o'clock start time on Friday the 12th. But without further ado, I want to welcome Raynell to the show. Raynell Williams, welcome to Rated G Radio.
Well, hello, Garrett. Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here. How's it going?
Well, I am delighted to have you here, because you and I, and for the listeners, Raynell and I had a chance to talk a little bit last week, and I've told every single person that I've mentioned her name to, I said, we only talked for 45 minutes, but I could have just sat back and closed my eyes and had Raynell just, like, talk to me for, like, 3 or 4 hours nonstop, because she's just got the best voice. And so just so calming, it's like, oh, I just love talking to Raynell.
Oh,
so I'm thrilled that you're here. We've got a bunch
I'm
of people that have already called in. We've pre-screened the callers tonight, which is kind of a fun thing to do. And when you're listening to the show tonight, before the callers have come on, we have asked the callers for their first name and the month, day, and year that they are born. Because, of course, as an intuitive numerologist, Raynell is going to explain why that's important to us in just a minute. But if you are calling in or just listening to the show as we start to have Raynell on as a regular guest, we want you to know that that's going to be kind of like par for the course. We're going to get that information ahead of time, so when you come onto the show, we're ready to have her help you as you have your dialogue. So, Raynell,
yes.
Since I already know all about you, but the listeners, this is probably their first time hearing your name and hearing your lovely voice. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, and then, and I find your whole story fascinating. So you can pick and choose where you want to start, but leave in all the good stuff, and then bring us up to where you're at today, so we can get to some calls.
Okay, awesome. I will do that. Okay, well, you know, my background, I am a country girl from the Midwest. I was the ninth child in a family of nine, so I really feel like I had, like, you know, eight parents plus two, so 10, I guess. And I was raised Catholic and Methodist. And what I mean by that, my mother was a woman who was really very much ahead of her time. And she had me enrolled in parochial school and Catholic school. And I was baptized Catholic, and so I went to Mass every Sunday morning, early Mass. But my family was Methodist, and so I would come home and also then attend the Methodist service at 11. So that's where my varied background began. But my mom was ahead of her time. She wanted me to get the very best education available, and so I did what she told me to do. I left the Midwest, and I went into the Air Force, and I was a medic in the Air Force. I wanted to be a nurse. Actually, early I wanted to be a nun, and then that kind of changed for me when I realized that I didn't actually get to live with God. I went in the Air Force, became a medic, and then was married. I met my husband in the Air Force, had my beautiful four children. And then I took the quick track to getting my MBA and then went into the world of business where I became a consultant at one time, traveling around the country, helping people fix their problems. I was the efficiency expert. I was once upon a time the deputy insurance commissioner for the state of Washington, and I managed large projects actually here in California before I stepped away from the corporate world in 2010. All the time that I was doing my work job, you know, my 9-to-5, I always had a spiritual practice. And so I, at that time, actually way back then, I was doing astrology. I was an astrologer and reading charts. And then, I really lost track of time, but somewhere in there, numerology really eclipsed astrology. But I always give credit to astrology for what I say having saved my life, because I was challenged with a lot of self-esteem issues, you know. Even though I look back on it now and I really am grateful and appreciate my mother's wisdom, at the time it was happening that I was attending, the Catholic schools and wearing this uniform every day while I was watching all the kids in the neighborhood go to the public schools, I kind of felt weird about that. Now, I already felt weird just being me, but then when I realized that, you know, I wasn't being invited to, you know, play jacks on the corner under the streetlight with the neighborhood girls or to play jump rope and all that stuff, I kind of felt a little ostracized. And so what I learned from that now, many years forward, was what I now have branded as my own sort of brand, which is Be Who You Are. That's how I was born. That's how numerology was born. And it segued in 2010 into my full-time work because it's always been my lifelong desire to work in service of others and with a very spiritual perspective. So, people ask me all the time, well, why numerology? What's so special about that? And my answer is, you know, I can't really tell you precisely why Raynell's spirit, my essence, honed in on numerology as this is it, this is the one. But that's exactly what happened, and that's why I moved from astrology to numerology full time. Because the numbers just spoke to me. You know, numbers are simply symbols, and those symbols are energy. And if you really consider the power of numbers and recognize that our entire universe, the fabric of our universe, is derived and based upon numbers. Just think about sacred geometry, okay? And the divine principles, the Fibonacci circle, and it just goes on and on. I had no idea about how powerful it was. I simply knew that these numbers jumped off the page at me, and they spoke to me about the essence, the sole purpose of the individual that I was working with. And so that did it for me. It was much more simple. You know, I didn't have to deal with, 12 houses and planets and all of those relationships between the houses and the planets and the elements. I'm now speaking about 9 numbers plus 3 master numbers. And I got just as much, if not more, information. And it allowed me to really zero in on the frequency of that person, the energy makeup of that person. And so here I am. You know, it's just become the thing I love, love, love to do. It helps immensely for people to know who they are, man, just to really not allow what happens on the outside in the world to affect you. I mean, and that's a big statement, because how many of us have gone through our life thus far, I don't care if you're 5 years old or 50, without having had the imprint of some adult, some authority figure, someone who you looked up to, who in their good heart, in a loving way, in good intentions, tell you, you should do this, you should do that, you should do mm-hmm. this, you should do that. Well, the relief that I hear from the clients that I work with when I help them know who they are, they, first of all, they recognize themselves. And they resonate with the information, and they go, oh, yeah, that's why I've always loved colors, you know. That's why I've always wanted to play with numbers. That's why I've always been into science. But, you know, my mom, dad, preacher, teacher said to me, you need to grow up, and you need to go to school, and you need to get an education, and you, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's just such a relief for people to hear and to be affirmed in who they are. So numerology is very important. I think it's so useful for people to know their energy patterns through their numbers, because it's unique to them, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You have one birthday, right? You have one birthday, and that energy is with you the rest of your life. You have a birth name, and I am of the belief that your name was divinely inspired from spirit, from God. Whether your mom named you after Aunt Sue or Uncle Hubert, okay, you have the precise name that was intended for you in this lifetime. And so your name has a specific meaning, and it has a certain energy. I mean, how cool is that, right, to be able to know that about yourself and go, hey, this is me, I'm standing in my own skin, and I like it. So, you know, people are like, the beauty of the numbers, I don't care if you read it in a book or, you know, you have a reading from a numerologist, there's a huge amount of information available to you through your numerology. It will validate who you are as a person, what your talents and abilities are, your purpose in this lifetime, and even your challenges. And who wouldn't like a heads up about, you know, your challenges? So many of the women, actually men too, have relationship questions. And guess what the number one relationship question generally is? How come I keep picking the same kinds of people?
Right.
You know, right? And it has an awful lot, of course, to do with the energy that you are pulsing out into the universe.
Uh-huh.
And so I it helps to know these patterns that, you know, you have. A lot of these patterns come from our environment, true enough, from our culture. It's programmed into us. However, your numerology can say, okay, I understand that patterning now, and I can make a new choice and turn it around. And I say, yes, you can. So, you know, just knowing your energy, it being wise to who you are, it just kind of pumps you up more. You step mm-hmm. out into the world with more empowerment, more certainty, you know, willing to really speak up and say what you like, what you don't like, who you are, and set appropriate, healthy boundaries. And feel good about who you are. That's what it's all about. Listen, my thing has been, and again, it comes from who I am, my goal, my mission in this life, if I do nothing else, is to eradicate fear. I want it gone. I want it out of here. I want it bye-bye right now in everyone's life that I do, because I know without a doubt that the one thing every one of us living this human experience, knowing that we are spiritual beings, the one thing that we want most is love.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that we want love more than anything is because that's where we came from. Who is God? You know, where did we come from? The God spark. We are the spark. And we've forgotten that. And I just remind people how beautiful, how special, how unique they are. And the numerology helps me to do that. So I hope that didn't take
that's
too
awesome.
Far, of course.
No. And so, but again, for everybody who's listening for the first time, and that gives them a great picture of who you are. So I think when you're talking to them and helping them, that gives them the sense of, oh, well, Raynell has credibility because here's her story. So I appreciate you sharing that. Should we jump into some calls?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, let's do it. Our first call is Kim. Kim, you are on with Raynell. Welcome.
Hi, Raynell.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm good tonight. I'm good. How are you doing? Okay,
great. Well, basically, the item that you were talking about is something that I'm dealing with right now. I am in a career that I really don't have a passion for, and I've always wanted to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know if it's blocks or fear or whatever, but I need some help in that area, to deal with.
To deal with the job that you're in right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what I want to say to you, Kim, and thank you for that question, and thank you for calling in. The first thing I want to say to you is that you are in a five-year, which is what I call strap on your seatbelt, you know, and be prepared to fly by the seat of your pants, because the five is about movement, change, you know, unexpected occurrences happening. And so this could very well be a part of the unsettled feeling that you are having this year. The five is very much not a grounded energy, but it is a very progressive energy. And so what I want to encourage you to do is to be willing this year of 2014, to go with the flow. I want you to start dreaming about what it is that you really want to do, because next year is starting January 1, 2015, you move into a whole new energy that is very supportive of change for you, and it is a personal year that is also your, I should let the audience know that we kind of got a head start with Kim and getting her birth information right off the bat. So your life path happens to be a six, Kim, and so I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but you are someone with the energy of a person who would be a great counselor, a teacher, a facilitator, someone who really is in service to people. But the one thing I would like to offer you, however, is that you tend to worry an awful lot, you know, and not just about yourself as much as you do about other people, and wanting to help them and jump in and fix situations, make things right. It is the energy of the healer, the one who wants everyone to be okay. The important thing for you to understand and know, and I know that I just spoke about how important it is to recognize that we all want love. For you, it is of primary importance, and I'll tell you why. This energy of yours, this fixed energy, your life path, it comes from your birth date, is considered the love energy. And so there is a tendency for you to want to give of yourself, your love to others, much more so than you give to yourself. And so the first thing that I want to say to you is I would like to see you be able to, what you give to others right now, let's say that that's 100% of yourself, I want you to be able to split that in half and start giving at least 50% of what you normally give to others to yourself. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that it's not an easy thing to do overnight, but I also know that you can do it. And let me give you an example of that. If you have people around you, you have children, correct?
I have a son.
Yes. And so your son right now consumes 100% of your attention. And you're a mother. We're mothers, and that's what we tend to do. But for your energy, your son becomes your entire world. And so you will and want to take care of anything that pops up in his life, his problems, his issues, his relationships, and so forth, and fix them for him or jump in and take care of it. Well, there's two things that happen with that. Number one, we are all here to walk our own path. And so when we disallow that happening from someone, even though they are a loved one, we kind of cut the game short for them. We take away from them the opportunity for their own soul growth. So that's number one. And number two, oftentimes this energy of yours will tend to want to become involved so much without being invited in that our children sometimes can resent it. They're, okay, that's enough. Okay, can you back off, Mom? Now, okay, you recognize that? So I want you to just understand that I am answering your question, but I'm answering it in a way that will stay with you for life. Because when you are able to let your light shine upon him and know and understand him's true value and worth, now you can allow more clarity into your field of experience. Now you can allow that light of yours to beam out more strongly, more profoundly and effectively into your world and affect change. Now you can draw and bring into you, attract to you the level of opportunity that you want. I don't know what field you're in, but I will tell you right now, you can do anything that beautifies, that involves colors, that involves teaching. I know that your house is a house that people come in and sit and they are so comfortable they don't want to leave. Because whatever you do, you bring love into it. Your opportunity for work is very much available to you starting January 1, 2015. So start thinking about what it is that you want to do now. And implement some of these changes that I have suggested to you into your life now so that, you can build up some momentum, right, by the first of the year. And then you will be resonating with a higher frequency and attract to you the right, perfect right opportunity, job opportunity for yourself. So I do see you having more responsibility next year. That responsibility can come in the form of absolutely work, career area, also with the family, ironically enough. Any area where you are able to step in and become a manager. So did that help you, honey?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So are you going to do your best to sort of turn around and point the mirror at Kim in terms of some self-love?
Yes, yes, yes. Because you were completely right. You were completely right, and it's just amazing how spirit works. Because I was just my son was just telling me, you try to force things on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go. So all you have to do is just back up a little bit, and the way you back up is just when you have a tendency, because this pattern is very much a part of who you are. So when you have that urge to jump in and do what you would normally do, catch yourself, is what I say to people. Catch yourself in that moment, and I guarantee you that through this conversation, you'll be able to do that much more easily. You'll catch yourself when you have the urge to jump in, and then I want you to just take a step back and take a breath. And then sort of re-enter the situation. You will find that if you can ask a question of him as opposed to directing him and telling him what to do, it can work miracles, okay?
Thank you. I needed to hear that. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Awesome. Good luck to you, Kim. Thanks for your call tonight.
All right. Thanks.
Raynell, you're awesome. Okay. Well, our next caller is Suzanne. Suzanne, welcome to the show. You are live with Raynell.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, Suzanne. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What can I do for you, honey?
Well, I would like more hours at work because I really need them, and I want to see if you see that soon for me, and about love life, if you see a partner coming in.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just share this with you, Suzanne. You are a worker, all right? You work as it is. And, you know, I mean, there's even a tendency for overworking here. So it's really interesting to me that you, your question is about more work. Can I ask what is the basis of your wanting more work? I mean, is it strictly financial?
Well, because it's only part-time and I need more hours.
Okay, all right. Well, you are definitely in a period of your personal year is a work year. This is a year that requires more discipline and focus and attention to detail from you. You are in a pinnacle. This is a cycle of energy that's with you now, and these are what are your opportunities. These are what bring in new and different change for you for a certain period of time. Yours is really it is the one that brings in, it's the eight, and the eight brings in the abundance, the recognition, the ship that comes in. You know, it's like, oh, I finally pushed this rock up to the top of the hill, and I can see over it now. And so if you are telling me that you are not feeling this sense of abundance, you are not feeling this sense of accomplishment in your life, I would want to, you know, ask you where is your thinking about money in and of itself, abundance, prosperity?
Well, it's not, I like my job. It's just that it's hard to find jobs, and then if I, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, all right. So here's the only thing I want to suggest is just a little tweak on that inner radar, and that is this. The opportunity for abundance, prosperity, and that kind of thing starts within yourself and just you saying, okay, I like my job. I like that. That makes me right now very happy. So if you could release any of the attachment or stress or, you know, feeling of limitation, oh, my gosh, I've got to have this money so I can pay this bill. Rather than that, it's simply to sort of relax into the feeling of, okay, I got this part-time job. It's serving my purpose for the moment. I sure would like a little bit more. This might sound a little bit, you know, out there, but I promise you, just switching your vibration a little bit, because you have this wave of energy with you right now that you can very easily tap into. So when you tell me that you are wanting more of what you have right here in your chart telling me that you have available to you, but you're not experiencing it, it tells me that you are not resonating at that frequency of abundance and prosperity. Does this make sense to you?
Okay, so I just have to say something?
Well, I'm just saying, do you understand what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, need a full-time job and a part-time job.
Okay. Okay. So,
there we go.
That's fine. I started here with this tendency for you to be a really hard worker. You have worked hard all your life. I mean, that's just who you are. You have quite a serious mindset about things. I hope that whatever you're doing allows you to apply your natural management skills, your natural ability to understand details, how to put things together and make things work, you know, step one, step two, step three, because you're very focused and very organized in that way. So this year is, as I said, a very disciplined and focused year. You're going to find a lot of change starting the first of the year. You move into a whole new energy cycle, and if you listen to the other call, the caller, the first caller, and you heard me talk about the five energies she's in right now, that's where you're headed, okay? So hold on. You've got, 3 months to go to the first of the year when the energy will shift an awful lot. And actually, next month in December, in October, if you are applying, are you putting resumes out and applying for different things?
Not yet. I'm trying to get more hours where I work.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to tell you that next month, October, is a month where there is a very strong likelihood that there will be a shift, a change in your work environment, okay? So whoever the powers that be are, make sure they know that you want more hours. Make sure that you are making yourself visible. And, you know, I'm sure that you're already doing this because, as I already talked about, your work ethic is phenomenal. So make sure that they know that you want more hours, number one. Make yourself more visible. Go ahead and address the problems before the problem happens and make sure the right people know about it. But also, and most importantly, is what I talked about earlier for you, Suzanne, is to be willing to have a different feeling about money and let money be your friend, so to speak. Because really money is just energy. It's a way that we make our bills happen and get them paid. It's a way that we have fun and recreate and have dinner out and that kind of thing. I want you to simply lighten up around the money field, because if you think about it, does it help you to stress? Does it help change the situation at all? No, it does not. So why not flip the switch and say, okay, I'm going to go at this a different way, and I'm just going to say, you know what? I'm open to the money. Let it flow, let it flow. I am prosperous. I am ready to receive more, and I am receptive. I am allowing. That doesn't hurt anyway, so you might as well just go ahead and give it a try. If you would
okay,
do that,
and what about my love life?
Your love life, my dear, is the same energy. It's like these changes coming in next year. These changes coming in, no, next year, just get ready, like I said. Okay, remember I talked about the internal frequency of, you know, letting your light shine. Just think of it that way, letting your light shine instead of turning it down. So let's say your light is at 30% right now. We want to get it up to 100. If you would implement these things that I'm sharing with you right now, not only will you start to feel better, so what happens when you start to feel better? You smile, your walk changes, you know, you engage with people differently, and guess what? You are emitting a higher frequency vibration that people want to be around. And this is a very attractive energy for, you know, the opposite, you know, love interests, right? So all of what I'm saying to you all goes together. It all fits together. But it starts inside. I want you to turn that light switch up on inside and burn it as brightly as you can between now and the end of this year. Next month, activity is going to pick up around you. It's going to be a very active month. There's change to be expected, and that change can very well be in your workplace if you do these things that I'm sharing with you. But I want you to continue doing it, because next year this energy is the same. You're going to have progressive change. You're going to have unexpected events. You're going to meet new people. You probably will have opportunities for new jobs if you're applying, or for more of what you want where you're currently employed. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Suzanne,
yes,
thank you for your call.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. And Raynell, real quick, as we start taking more calls tonight, just a real quick reminder for everybody, when we bring you on the line, I have Marianne and Mary both calling in, and I have their birth date, but I haven't provided that to Raynell yet, so we'll probably ask you for your month, date, and year of your birth, again, for the person you're asking the question about. Raynell, if we don't get to all of the callers tonight, is there a way that they can contact you to arrange for a private reading?
You bet. They can email me at raynellew@gmail.com. So that's my first name, first initial, my last name, raynellew@gmail. And just put in the subject box, Garrett, and I will know that you have a discount of coming to you for your reading. I do the readings on the phone, and I record them, because I share a lot of information. I can't expect you to remember it all. I record it, and then I email the MP3 recording to you very quickly after, within a day or so after our session. just
that's very
me.
Cool.
Yeah, I'd be happy
okay.
to hear from you.
Well, right on. So everybody, make sure you email Raynell afterwards and book your appointment. Make sure you tell her that you heard her on Rated G Radio or Garrett, whatever works, but just
yeah.
tell her that you heard her on the radio. And she'll make sure you get the special deal. Our next, can I ask a question? I've got somebody who asked a question on Facebook before the show started. Are you able to answer something that way, or do you actually need to like hear their voice?
No, I can answer it. Sure.
Okay. So this question okay. comes from a gentleman by the name of John. His birthday is November 14th, 1960, and he wants to know what you see in his story for the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year. Oh, okay. Well. So, John, the first thing I want to say to you is, I mean, how have you been able to sit still? It's a very, very active year for you this year, my friend, and lots of change. I don't know if you are in the field of writing or media, radio, television, or anything like that, but this is a great year for you to be out and about and networking. But my concern is the tendency to get scattered. I want you to be to really focus yourself because this is such a very you know, high-powered energy. It is a quickening type of energy, and so for you, because it also matches another, it is a duplicate of another energy in your chart, it's double the intensity, you see? And so it's important for you to be able to focus on whatever it is that you want to make happen. You certainly have a boatload of change opportunities coming in for you energetically. But I want you to be able to focus and be grounded so that you are clear and able to receive opportunities that come your way. It's a year for you to really be willing to go with the flow because these changes come in and they can be somewhat unsettling. So the more you're able to, you know, just take a deep breath and ground yourself so that you can stay clear in the mind and focused, the better able you'll be able to like I said, just kind of chillax, go with the flow, and make sound decisions for yourself. So, yes, lots of change for you, movement, activity, people, changes all around you this year. So I hope that helps you and answers your question.
There we go. Thank you, John, for the question. I appreciate that. And our next caller is Marianne. And Marianne, I have not provided right now the month, day, and year. If you can do that, I'll defer to you. Welcome.
Hi, Marianne. Hello.
Marianne.
Yes, can you hear me?
There we go.
Okay.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. My birthday is February 10th, 1955.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I have a specific question about what you might see in the way of a love relationship coming in for me.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to say to you, dear Marianne, is you are a sweetheart. You know, you're a very sweet, loving energy. You know, and as I say that, I know that there's this little fire in you too, because you you like adventure. You know, you like energy that shifts and moves and changes. It's like you can get bored really easily, and a tendency to sort of be in your mind a lot. So, whoever your partner is, they really need to be on their toes. But does this make sense?
Yes, it does. Yep.
Okay. So know that about yourself and ask yourself, you know, am I willing to, you know, have the man of my dreams, but not expect him to be perfect in every single way? Because if you can relax a little bit with that, I can tell you that you are, first of all, Next year really is the year of partnership, I'm very happy to tell you.
Yay.
Okay. Yay. So, yes, indeed, yay. And so it's, but I also need you to know that it's requiring patience. It's requiring patience because this is the energy of cooperation and patience inside of relationships. So there's some testing coming up for you relative to relationships. Now you can understand why I started off by asking you what your requirements are.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Yep.
So let's have fun with this. Let's have fun with this because it is all good. All I'm asking you is would you be willing to give that some thought? Pull out a piece of paper and simply write down every single thing that you think you want him to have or her to have available to you right now. And then go back through that list and say, what are the deal breakers? Okay.
Okay.
This is all just to let your energy around this idea of the perfect mate, let it relax a little bit.
Okay.
You know, let it relax a little bit. And so, you know, if cigarette smoking is a deal breaker, then cross it off. You know, don't put it on your list. But, you know, if he has a tendency to want to watch football on Sundays, you don't like that, but you can live with that. You follow me?
I follow you clearly,
okay.
Yes.
So as long as he is giving you that, you know, because, you know, you kind of like that, you know, a little. You're a little sensual. And as long as he's making that happen and he's giving you lots of thrills and adventures and hopefully he'll like to travel, those are the biggies for you. Those are the things. And he's got to be smart. You know, he's got to be able to carry a conversation
yep.
with you because your mind is quicksilver, honey. And
yes, it
is. You can think around a person really quick and they better be able to keep up with you. So, you know, those are some of the things that I know, speaking to you as your numerologist, are deal breakers. If he can't do those things, then you don't want to deal. And that's okay because you get to design the man of your life. So now you will take what I have shared with you and dream on that between now and the end of the year so that you can start to shift your energy. And I'm serious about that little paper exercise.
Okay.
So that you can start to shift your frequency and start revving it up so that you can be ready to go the top of the year for this beautiful two energy, which is romance. It is, you know, the knight in shining armor. It is the guy who's patient and sweet and kind. However, it takes patience for you. It's a year of testing your patience, I'll tell you that, and
okay.
being able to cooperate inside relationships, okay?
Okay.
All right. I hope that
very
helps.
Very good. Thank you so much. It did.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Marianne. Have a great night. Appreciate the call tonight. And our next caller, and then we have a question out of the Blog Talk chat room. Our next caller is actually, I think it's for her mother, Mary. And Mary was born April 6, 1951.
April 6, 1951?
Yes.
Okay.
And Mary's daughter, are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so who is this for? I'm confused. Mary's daughter or Mary?
No, it's my mom. She's in the hospital, but I'm also wondering about a question. But I'm okay if you can't answer like one of my questions for me. I just want to know about my mom first.
Mhm. Okay. And you say your mom is in the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, you know, the first thing I want to say is your mom has a tendency to be hard on herself, okay?
Yeah.
And she can be really quite intense with this energy. You know, it's a very
uh-huh.
powerful energy, actually. And I know that she is a powerful woman. And,
yes, she is.
Yes, I know. And, you know, it's important, see, because she's quite stubborn, it's important.
Yes, very much.
And The challenge is to shift her thinking, and so I'm going to give you some, because, see, the tendency for her is to go into the negative the health situation. And what I want you to tell her, you have to be able to make this her idea.
Okay.
Hey, Mom, you know, you're a strong woman. You've always been a strong woman, and that's, you know, why I am who I am. So I want you to start using your strength right now. Use that term right now for yourself, because with a change, with your making a decision to change the way you think about your situation right now, you can change your situation. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly, I do.
Okay, so what we need to do is to get her out of her intensity in her mind of dwelling on the negative and being kind of, you know, oh, my gosh, this is the end of the world kind of thing. No?
Yeah.
No. Let's flip it and let's look at it a different way. And the way we flip it is by changing our mind and choosing to look at it from a different perspective. And it's going to be tricky with her, as I say, because her pattern is okay, but you know what I mean, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I hope that helped you, honey.
Yeah, it did, very much. It did.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Reno. So, you're very,
you're
very good.
Welcome. Thank you, honey. You're wonderful.
Thank you, God. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you for calling in for your mom.
There
good
we go.
You.
Thank you.
Okay. And our next call comes from, and forgive me if I say your name incorrectly, it's Ganache in the chat room. Or Gina, there we go. And Gina's birthday is January 8th, 1979. And she would like to receive insight about romance and money.
Okay. Well, you know, here's the deal. Why wouldn't Gina be talking about money? because Gina is the money woman. Romance and money. Okay, let's see here. So, Gina, is Gina on the phone?
Gina's in the chat room. So Gina's asking
the
question
room.
Off of blog
chat.
Yeah. There
we
go.
Okay, got it. All right. So, yes, Gina, you know that you came in with money on the mind, all right? It is the ability that you have to, you know that you have immense power, all right? And I know that all of your life you have felt this power inside of you, and it's like, what in the world do I do with this? It's so intense, my goodness, go. But here's what I want you to do. You're a goal setter. You need to set goals to stay happy. And so this is an energy of achievement. It needs to achieve in order to fulfill. So you set goals. I have three goals that I want to accomplish right now. And as you accomplish, you know, one of those goals, then you cross it off and you add another one. You never let your goal list go empty. It's important for you. It feeds your soul. You are the energy of abundance and power and, you know, manifestation and, you know, recognition. That is what you are here to do, but I will tell you something. What you are here to learn more than anything is that money is not God, okay? It's important for you to put money in its rightful place. You have a mind that is like a detective. You can strategize yourself out of a doubled-up paper bag, okay? You know how to solve problems. You know how to read people. So you're a natural, you know, person to understand what makes other people tick. And I tell you this because I want you to start having more confidence in yourself. This year for you is a year really of, you know, kind of like I call it the respite year. It's the year of going inside, listening to the voice inside, listening to your angels and your guides speaking to you. It's a year for you to be in meditation because you will get information and guidance that will help you on your path. Your year for money is next year, okay? You are moving into the same energy that is present right here in your chart that I'm looking at, that power energy, that abundance energy, that manifestation energy. But I would really encourage you to start thinking about what I just said in terms of understanding that money has its place in the world, and yes, we need it, but money is not God. It does not take precedence over anything, especially you, your heart. So love yourself more deeply. Allow yourself to relax. Some physical activity for you is really good. You need to move that body and sweat some. Okay, so this year is a time for you to just chill, relax, do some meditation, listen to the guidance that you're receiving, because come January 1, when you shift into this power energy, things are going to change for you. This is next year is a year where you will be able to meet the opportunity for a great opportunity for abundance and money, and moving up, crossing paths with people who have means, okay? So I know that you're relatively young, so if you've heard anything I've said to you tonight, this will carry forward into the rest of your life, my dear. I hope that helps you.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Gina, for the question. That was terrific. And we're going to definitely take one more caller, possibly two. And the next caller is going to be Shruti, S-H-R-U-T-I, Shruti, and her birthday is May 20th, 1968.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful tonight. Shruti or Shruti? How do you pronounce your name?
Shruti.
Shruti, okay, nice.
Yes,
perfect. I like that.
Thank you.
How can I help you?
So what are the major upcoming themes for me for the rest of the year, or, you know, beginning of next year kind of thing?
For the rest of the year?
Yeah.
Well, pay attention to next month, October, because it's going to help you get a feel for what's coming in for you next year. You know, you have this beautiful, loving, kind way about you. Loving, you know, conflict is something that is really something that really rubs you the wrong way. Not that any of us like conflict, but for you it really upsets you. You like harmony and you like peace.
Yes.
This year has been a bit of a roller coaster ride for you. Next year is going to be much, much better, although it could bring in the likelihood is that it will bring in more responsibility and things relating to your home and family and children, if you have any, and work, you know, taking on more responsibility in some area of your life. So you look forward to this because this is an opportunity for you to really sort of expand yourself, to be able to bring in more love for yourself. And, you know, but for you, Shruti, I really need to say it's receiving for you is a challenge. Receiving.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, it is.
And so, yes. And so I want to offer you to repeat this mantra as much as you can every time you think about it. And the mantra is this: heart, teach my mind. Heart, teach my mind, because I want you to be able to go into your heart space more, to go into how you really feel about things, to allow yourself to be just a little bit vulnerable, all right?
Okay.
It's okay, because this is where your creativity, it is going to simply skyrocket if you can allow yourself to do that. Because, see, everything in life is not black and white or white. There really is gray in the middle. And I know that you're a hard worker. I know that you put your nose to the grindstone and that you're very dependable. You know, you follow the rules and that kind of thing. Although this year has really been shaking that up a little bit for you, I want you to just kind of loosen up this energy a little bit. You know, it's kind of like taking, if you, you know, the, you remember the movie Wizard of Oz, the Tin Man? I don't know if you know, but anyway. So he was rusty, and then they had to go find the oil can and oil up his joints so that he could start moving again. That's kind of the symbology that I get for you. Okay, and so I want you to just kind of move your body. And do you have any issues with your bones?
My left knee. Has
okay.
A little bit of
okay.
Pain.
So this is all connected, and I want you to think in terms of heart. Teach my mind. Heart. Teach. I'm willing to go into my heart. I'm willing to be more vulnerable. I'm willing to be more flexible. And if you can do this for yourself, moving into 2015, honey, I'm telling you, things are going to shift. They're going to change. It's going to be a much, even though there's more responsibility coming in for you, it will be the kind of responsibility that you will love. You will really enjoy. Okay?
Perfect.
Does that make
and
sense?
You are right on. I'm very much analytical, so I'm more brain-oriented, you know.
I know.
Or just letting my emotions through. So
you're
completely right
on.
That's something. It's challenging, and I need to work on. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rudy, thank you for your call tonight.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day. Take care.
You too, Shruti. Thank you so much for your call. And right now, do we have time for one more? Are you cool with one more?
I am cool with one more.
Okay, so our last caller of the day is going to be Lori. I'm going to bring her on in just a second. For everybody else who is on the line and did not get through but would like to book a private session with Raynell, you can email her at raynellw@gmail.com. That's in the Blog Talk chat room. I've also put it on my Facebook page. So if you are checking out how to spell it or anything like that, you can do that. But, of course, if you are just looking at the show page on the computer screen right now, it's her first name and her first initial of the last name, raynellw@gmail.com. It doesn't get any easier than that. You can email her for a private telephone consult. Okay,
yes.
So with that, our last caller tonight is Lori, and she's born on October 14th, 1959. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Lori, how you doing?
Hi. Oh, I'm trying to hang in there.
Good. How can I help you?
I'm wondering about finding a place to live where I'm going to be living.
Okay. And are you looking to move, like, immediately, or what's the deal with that?
Well, they'll let me out of my lease early, but they won't put it in writing that they won't about giving me my deposit back. So I'm worried about that, too. But I could move, if I could find a place, I could move, but there isn't any place in the price range and not take pets. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, the good news is that you have movement around you next month. You have a change. I don't know what your lease situation is, but you certainly have that wave of energy available to you next month, and it is all about change, and those changes definitely include changes of dwelling, of household, okay? So you really need to be proactive here. You need to be out, you know, anyone you talk to, you need to be sharing. I'm looking for a place to move. It needs to allow pets. This is my budget. And and do your due diligence to let others become aware of where you are in need and trust that that will be enough. And the other thing is to speak with your current landlord and make sure what your, you know, what the guidelines are so that you are knowledgeable about, you know, what your timeline is for being able to move out. But it's what's really important is for you to be communicating with other people around you, letting them know that you're looking, and everything else I talked about, what your budget is, what kind of place it needs to be in terms of pets, and you let your feet start walking for you. You have this change energy around you starting next month, but I always counsel people to, you know, this energy is coming up ahead, but there's no reason you cannot start now and get a jump start on it and help it out a little bit, right? So be willing to communicate and get out and talk with others so that you can help it out a little bit. I really feel like you can find something in it, and that the most likely chance for that happening is next month. So I hope you're not talking about in the next, couple of weeks here.
As far as
moving, would that work for you to be able to move next month?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So next month.
Yes, but you have homework to do, my dear.
Right, I know.
Right?
Tons.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you have to be willing to, that's all you have to do, is just be willing to go out and to anyone you see, make sure you just, by the way, hey, I'm looking for a place, and if you hear of anything, let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have faith. All right. You need to move. You need to put it, decide in your heart, in your mind, what this place needs to look like, what the amenities need to be, and draw it on a piece of paper and put it on your refrigerator and look at it every morning and smile and say, that's my new home. And that is what you will be, of course, expressing out into the world. As I've shared with everyone tonight, please learn to appreciate and recognize the importance of your own energy frequency. And if you, if you go on a white water raft boating trip and you're on the white water and, you're either going to sit there tied up in a knot and not enjoy the moment, or you're going to strap on your belt and you're going to throw your arms out to either side and let the wind hit your face and blow your hair. And that's the energy that I'm sharing and that I'm hoping that all callers will learn to incorporate into their life, because that's the energy that manifests change. And if you've done your work of telling the universe what you want, putting that order out there, as my dear friend Rebecca says, you will be helping the universe along and not guessing what is it that you want. Now you're being very specific. What are the colors? What do the rooms look like? What does my furniture look like? What street is it on? Are there trees? Is the yard fenced in for my animals? So you got to do your work. Okay?
Okay.
There you go.
Lori, good luck to you. Yeah. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you for taking.
Oh, thank you, Lori. Raynell, our hour has come to a close so fast, I don't even think I blinked my eyes twice.
No.
And we still probably have another 15 or 20 callers on here that are waiting to ask questions. So, again, for everybody who did not get through tonight, just send Raynell an email, raynellw@gmail.com, and mention that you heard her here on Rated G Radio, and she'll give you a special deal for a telephone consultation. And the cool thing about this is she records it and then sends you an MP3 so you can listen to it. Because I know when I get to talking to Raynell, I kind of lose track about everything that she says, mainly because I love to hear her voice. But, she gives you so much information in a very short period of time, and even if you take notes, you're going to write down only bits and pieces. So she'll email you the audio recording of your consultation, and I think you will really, really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Raynell, any closing words or things like that you want to share with the listeners? And then offline, you and I will figure out how quickly we can get you back.
Well, I just really want the listeners to know that everything in their life is exactly where it is right now, but it doesn't have to stay exactly how it is right now. Just believe. Just do your best to just take that small little step, one more breath, and switch it around and think about what you want and allow yourself to vision. Allow yourself to dream. Lighten up on yourself, okay? We've got to get rid of the fear. We just got to let it go. It has no place in our life, and let our light shine. Be who you are, love. Be who you are.
I love that. And with that, Raynell, have a great night. Listeners, Tune in tomorrow for the Friday night dance party sometime midday. But you can click on the link, and it'll be like it's live anytime you want. We'll see you soon, Rainelle. Thank you so much for being
here,
and we'll see everybody Friday. Take care.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.